This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said health for all is one of the main pillar of his government's resolve, Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas. Prime Minister, while laying foundation stone for the Bageshwar Dham Medical and Science Research Institute in Chhatarpur district of Madhya Pradesh yesterday, said this institute will offer free treatment to underprivileged cancer patients. Mr. Modi said that this institute will be built on 10 acres and in the first phase, a hospital with 100 beds facility will be ready. The cancer hospital will be equipped with state-of-the-art machines and specialist doctors. Referring to the efforts of the government regarding cancer treatment, he said that many announcements have been made in this year's budget to fight cancer. Criticizing the comments made on Sanatan Dharm by some political parties, Mr. Modi said that there is a group of leaders who make fun of religion and keep abusing our festivals and traditions. As part of his three-day visit to Madhya Pradesh, Bihar and Assam, Prime Minister yesterday reached Madhya Pradesh, where he also inaugurated a two-day Global Investors Summit 2025 in Bhopal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is rapidly carving out a robust identity in the field of artificial intelligence. In his monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat on Akashvani yesterday, the Prime Minister said the people of India are second to none in adopting and trying new technologies. He said he was pleased to note that the world praised India's progress in this sector during his recent visit to Paris for the AI Action Summit. Prime Minister Modi expressed pride that the country witnessed the launch of ISRO's 100th rocket last month. He also noted with satisfaction that the participation of women is constantly on the rise among the team of space scientists. National Science Day will be celebrated on the 28th of this month. Prime Minister urged listeners to observe one day as a scientist and visit a research lab, planetarium or a space centre. He said this will enhance their curiosity about science. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda met the Health Minister of Maldives, Abdullah Nazim Ibrahim, in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Mr. Nadda said that during the meeting, both sides discussed the importance of strengthening engagements in the health sector, particularly in supporting capacity building and training of health professionals, digital health, pharmaceuticals and mental health. The first session of the 8th Assembly of Delhi will begin today. Newly elected members of the House will be sworn in on the first day of the session. The election of the Speaker of the Assembly will also take place today. On the second day of the session, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena will address the House and the CAG reports related to the work of the previous government will also be presented. Meanwhile, Delhi LG Vinay Kumar Saxena has appointed MLA Arvinder Singh Lovely as a pro-tem speaker. Mr. Singh will administer the oath to newly elected MLAs. Addressing a press briefing after the Legislative Party meeting, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the tabling of CAG report will be the most important aspect of the Assembly session. She also met Union Home Minister Amit Shah at his residence in New Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Shah said that the people of Delhi have shown unwavering faith in the leadership and public welfare policies of Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He added that keeping their trust intact, the tenure of Rekha Gupta as Chief Minister will definitely take Delhi to new heights and fulfill aspirations of the people. Ms. Gupta also met Defence Minister Rajnath Singh in the national capital. Mr. Singh extended his best wishes to her to take Delhi on the path of development and good governance. Meanwhile, senior AAP leader and former Chief Minister Atishi has been chosen as leader of opposition in Delhi Assembly. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India thrashed arch-rival Pakistan by 6 wickets in a high-stakes Group A clash at the Dubai International Stadium yesterday. India successfully chased down the target of 242 runs set by Pakistan, reaching 244 for 4 in 43.2 overs. Star batter Virat Kohli, with his 51st ODI century, led the men in blue from the front, scored unbeaten 100 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.